Oh, that's gonna be fun.
Right? I'm gonna be like, guess I just have to listen to the first few seconds.
Yeah, because
figure
you can't
it out.
Even...
I'll see if I can rename it after.
It'll be okay.
So we are back for another episode of Then and Now.
Then and Now.
You said it wrong earlier, so I was like,
I did, because I was scared. That's why I didn't answer right away.
And I actually, it is the month of October. Well, when we're recording this, it's not. But when this releases, it's going to be the month of October, and I didn't realize it, but we chose the perfect group for the month of October.
You know what we did for spooky time?
Yeah, we chose the perfect group for October.
Can you guys guess it?
Oh, no. Oh, I was going to say, can you guys guess who it is? But Lacey spoiled it. It is Red Velvet.
If you're thinking it, well, it would have been spoiled anyway when they read the title.
Well, I was... Oh. Okay. Whatever.
Unless they don't read the title and they just press
just
play.
The video.
I read the titles. I read the titles. There's some videos I don't play based off some titles I read.
I just play off vibes.
We're talking about Red Velvet, guys.
We are. And I, like I said, they are the perfect choice for October because they have a lot of spooky concepts, but then they also have a lot of like pastel bright concepts with like really dark undertones. Mm-hmm. And that is one reason I love Red Velvet so much, is they do the, we look bright and cheery and happy, but we're actually talking
something
about
sinister is happening.
Yeah, here. Something sinister is happening in this music video. We're all trying to sabotage each other.
Yeah, I guess let's hop right into it.
Yeah.
How are you feeling at debut?
I actually really liked them at debut. I was very excited. Happiness was just a good song. Like, it was good. It was fun. It was catchy. And that dip-dyed colored hair that they had going on, mm-hmm. that was, like, the trend. I was like, SM really knew what they were doing with debuting these girls at this time with this style. And it was cute. And I think at that time, too, when they debuted, FX and, like, Girls' Generation mm-hmm. had already kind of started to go into their mature-ish concepts. And, like, they were older. And so it was kind of nice to see something refreshing come out of SM at
that
the
time. Was definitely very refreshing for SM.
To do, yeah. And so it was kind of, like I said, just refreshing. I liked it. It was different than the other two girl groups that they had had at the time. I think my only mixed feelings at debut were when they did debut, they were a 4-member group, and then they became a 5-member group later on. And I thought it was a very weird thing to do, to add Yeri so late. But now when I look back, I'm like, I can't imagine the group without Yeri. So.
Did they ever talk about why they added another member?
I don't know if they did.
Hmm.
I really don't know. I just know.
I don't know.
It's Irene, Solgi, Wendy, and Joy at first, and then Yeri was added later. Which,
whoa.
Like I said, I thought it was weird. Was kind of against it at first because I was like, why would you. Like, it's perfect. Why would you change it? But now that it's been years and years and years, I look at it and I'm like, it's perfect. Why didn't they do this at the start?
Yeah, so I'm like, why did
they do it so late?
Why
like,
did they do it that late?
Did you guys like find her too late? And you were like, wait a second, she's the perfect addition. And then just added her in and thought none of us would notice.
Did you guys just not like even numbers? Like even numbers for groups?
They didn't want to have the next black or not Blackpink. That's way late. 21.
21. Oh, bro, if that was a reason, that'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
My feelings about their debut was I didn't like the song. This is not me. Like, no. What I can appreciate from Happiness was that during that time, that music video was so different. There are a lot of transition and effects that were being used that were really trippy, where I was like, this is very unique for a girl group at that to put something like that out. Mm-hmm. I was very entertained. It was very bright and psychedelic.
Psychedelic is a good word.
I really liked how they put out the group. I just did not like Happiness Man
song. That's fair. Mm-hmm. I remember, I feel like my initial listen for Happiness, I was just kind of like, because this is around the time we started to hear the testing of noise music. And they had some noises in there that I was just like, what in the world?
It's so,
but
I don't, like, the theme is so theme.
It's a theme, yeah. Red,
like, that song is like, Blurry Island.
Yeah. They even had like the sounds, like the wild animal sounds, and I think that's where it tripped me up, because I was like, what are we doing?
Like, I don't like this.
Is this music? But so I think that was my initial, but like, if we talk broadly initial, what were feelings at debut, it did grow on me. I did really like it. Jeremy and I listened to the song quite a bit. And like I said, it was just refreshing to see something this odd coming out of SM, especially for a girl group.
It was very odd. Now, if you're like, when you really think about it, it was very odd. Because no one has done that. Like, no one's done that in general. In a girl group. Like, you did that with a girl group.
It was different.
It was very different. So I'm not surprised that they popped off so hard. with their debut, like,
and then the hair had everybody.
Oh my god,
that dip dyed hair. If and I like before they debuted, I had dip dyed hair at one point, and seeing mm-hmm. them do it, I was like, man, I need to bring my dip dyed hair back. Like, that, those were the
dip dyed hair. Rise up, rise up, girls. They were really bright. I mean, they still are bright.
They are still bright with the dark undertones. I'm just saying
visually.
No, I know. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. They're a good mix. They SM actually, they're a good mix. Like, they're a really good, just whoever casted them and like found them and then decided we were gonna put them together. Like,
that's why it's so crazy to me how groups are put together. Like, you have a real talent to do that.
Yeah. To look at someone visually and be like, they would visually work, but then also to listen to them and see mm-hmm. them perform and be mm-hmm. like, cohesively, you would also work. Because this is Red Velvet. Like, they go together visually. All of them are so stunningly pretty. And then they are very cohesive, too. Like, all of them can sing. All of them can dance. They play off each other really well. They've got the charisma. You can tell that they're genuinely friends, too, and care about each other. I love Red Velvet. They're my favorite.
I do really like Red Velvet. Not to say I do like Red Velvet, guys. Even though that debut was a miss for me.
Well, what about the second song? What's a song that you would recommend to a non-K-pop listener?
Mm.
Or the second question, second song. What am I?
Song.
Song.
The song I would recommend to someone would be Cool Hot Sweet Love.
Okay. Why?
I feel like it is a really good song. Like, vocally, it is really, really good. But I feel like it's a song that really, like, takes you on a trip. Because you have no idea what's really going to happen in the song.
That's fair. Because it does start off, like, really slow. There are slow
and, like, mysterious.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's, like, bright and poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
and they
that
hit those high tones. And then it goes back into, like, the, I guess, like, the darkness of what Red Velvet is.
Well, yeah, it's red and then velvet. So red is their bright concept. And then the velvet is the, like, soft, seductive, sweet kind of. And this is a good song for that. And that actually is very interesting because I chose a song that's also showcases their red and velvet side really well.
Yeah, but I think, like, it really you can really hear them as a group mm-hmm. together and how they harmonize together. Because whenever I hear that song, I mean, their vocals are amazing.
And that song is a good, like, the music isn't louder than them. You can hear them singing. It doesn't overpower them. That is,
it's a song where you're like, wow. Like, whoa. Like, this is great. They can sing.
They can sing.
Like, obviously they can sing, but with that song, I'm always like, wow. it's just a really good track to showcase the group as a whole. And yeah. for you to go between two mixes and it work out.
Yeah, go back and forth like that.
Yeah. So that's the one I would recommend. I think anything else, I had a runner up, but I felt like it was too other ones I'm thinking of are either like too slow or too much to have someone listen to as like, you might like them. I think this is just a good
middle line.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about the song that I chose too. And like I said, I think it's kind of interesting that we both chose songs that showcase their red and their velvet sides.
Mm-hmm.
So my choice was Taste.
Okay.
And I've noticed that because I keep in mind the whole like non-K-pop listener, because this song gives off like early 2000s R&B vibes. And so I think it would appeal to a non-K-pop listener in that sense. But like when you hit the chorus, that's when their red side really showcases over their velvet.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where I'm kind of like, this is very like K-poppy. Not like overly K-poppy, but it's enough that I feel as though if somebody that isn't really familiar with K-pop could go into this and be like, okay, this kind of sounds familiar, like something I listen to on average. But then you have that like K-pop flair of, this is what a girl group will
this
sound
like. This is very
like.
Tame.
It is tame.
Like out of but the I, other one. Like
it is tame, but I like the funkiness of it. And this is actually one of my favorite albums as a whole that this song comes off of. And so I just like, there were just so many sounds from Red Velvet in this album,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And so mini album? No, it was a mini album. There were just a lot of different styles of music coming from them from this mini album. And this is one of my favorites. So I was like, yes, it is tame though. But I was like, I feel like this could appeal to a non-K-pop listener.
It can. This is a song that you can trick somebody
into thinking they're listening to.
Mm-hmm. It's a good song.
It is.
Mm-hmm. This question was really hard for me.
The next one?
Yeah, the top three songs. It's really hard.
It was very easy for me, again. But the reason I say that is because here is what I was going to say to you before we started recording. I discovered through doing this, as much as I love Red Velvet collectively as a whole and love all of their music,
mm-hmm.
I'm usually a B-side person. But apparently with Red Velvet, I am a title track person.
Yeah. That's what I found out too. I'm like, man, those title tracks,
they
really
I don't know
hit.
What SM
I mean every
doing
time
with Red Velvet specifically, because other SM groups I'm like, oh, I like this like B-side, but with Red Velvet all of my top three are title tracks. And like I had a little bit of trouble. There was a runner-up, and I was like, when I listened to them all back to back, I was like, you know what, I actually like these three a little bit more than this one. But it was just very interesting to me to come to the realization of, like, as much as I listen to all of their songs and I'll put an album on or I have, like, B-sides in my playlist, I'm really, like, the title tracks are the ones that I'm like, this is my jam. SM did great.
So what is your third?
So my top three are...
Oh, okay. What's number one? Or do you want to go 3, 2, 1?
Oh, 3, 2, 1?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Three is Russian Roulette.
Yeah, that's good.
Two is Ice Cream Cake.
What?
I freaking loved that song.
Oh, I'm shocked. Wow.
I love that song so much. And one is Peekaboo.
Okay. That's funny to me.
I don't know. And that was I originally, my runner
Ice Cream and Cake.
My runner-up was actually Really Bad Boy, and then I was scrolling really far, and then I saw Ice Cream Cake, and I was like, hold up, because that is a song that I can just, out of nowhere, be like, dun, 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 and I'll start singing it. I love Ice Cream Cake. And it's also,
I mean, Ice Cream Cake is like really
the aesthetic of Ice Cream Cake and the music video too. And they still did the weird things like the giant cat. And
the song is weird, and so is the video, but it like, for some reason, I do like the song.
It's good. It's weird, but it's good. I love Ice Cream Cake. Which is funny because I don't like ice cream cake. Like, to eat it, I don't like ice cream cake. Give me cake.
What?
On the side. Yeah, I don't like ice cream cake because it hurts my teeth. I have sensitive teeth and eating it.
Even the back of your teeth? What? That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. Yes. Especially because I chew ice and I chew it at the back and I'm like, just fucking
why
hurts.
Do you chew? You have an iron deficiency?
No, I don't think so. But I like the crunch. It's satisfying.
I don't like chewing ice at like.
To be fair,
triggering.
To be fair, I don't like. I'm not the kind of person that'll get a cup of ice and like chew it. It's more of like, oh, I finished my drink. I still have some ice.
If there was like, if I was in hell and not, like, that would be one of the things that they would make me do like every day.
Oh my god,
chew that's ice. Torture. Yeah, be like, no. Anyway,
what are your top three? Go 3, 2, okay, one as okay. Well.
My third is Kingdom Come.
Okay, that one. That was such a pretty song.
Right?
That was like a pretty song. I don't know how else to describe it except as pretty.
My second one is Bad Boy.
Valid.
And surprise, surprise, number one is Peekaboo.
Yeah!
Peekaboo I had a feeling.
Ugh. I know the last time that we like watched Peekaboo together, we were just like, this is the best thing ever.
Peekaboo is so dynamic as a song.
As a song, and the music video has that perfect, like,
man.
Pretty and they're cute, but then what the heck is going on? Because they're trying to murder people. Like,
yeah.
I love that concept from them, but from Peekaboo, it's a good song.
And that was hard. It was between Peekaboo or like Psycho. I feel like they have the same
Psycho, yeah,
energy. But Peekaboo is just, I don't know, because then you have Dum Dum. And Dum Dum is like
actually
really good.
I'm surprised Dum Dum isn't on your list now that you say
I
that.
I know. But I like Bad Boy. But I like Dum Dum. Dum Dum is like so loud, but it's like
fun.
Oh, it's so fun. And there's so much energy in that song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
She's having a crisis while picking her favorite.
Second has to be Dum Dum, because once I listen to Dum Dum, I feel like I have to listen to it like 3 or 4 more times, because I'm like, this is crazy, this song is insane. And that's how I feel about Peekaboo.
That's how I feel about Peekaboo. And I love watching Peekaboo. Like, I'd love to see Red Velvet in concert someday. But I love
watching all of them.
Watching their performances for Peekaboo. I love the choreography so much. And it's got energy in it as well. It's just a fun choreography.
Man.
I do find it interesting that you like Bad Boy and I like Really Bad Boy.
Hmm.
Song wise. I find that interesting. It makes sense though, musically for both of us. Mm-hmm. I just think it's very like interesting and kind of funny that you like Bad Boy and then I like the step up Really Bad Boy.
You would like Really Bad Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would. I know. And that's why you would like Bad Boy.
And that's why I would like Bad Boy.
Yeah, yeah. It fits. It's just interesting that we both like the Bad Boys, but it's two different versions.
Two different vibes. For sure. They really come up with the best title tracks, I think,
They do. I think the only
Out of groups in general, I think Red Velvet is like,
they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like SM, whatever team works on them for SM really knows what they're doing. Because I think the only title track that I don't really like is Zimzalabim.
I agree.
That is really the only one, because I liked Feel My Rhythm. Even Red Flavor was fun. Queendom, obviously. They know what they're doing. It's amazing. They're really good.
I mean, it's just like NCT. Like, what the heck are y'all doing with these sounds? And you make them sound good.
Like, they work.
They work. It's so crazy to me. But Red Velvet is definitely a group where their title tracks, I'm like, how were you in the studio and you put all this together? Mm-hmm. And it just
worked.
And
then what's amazing, too, about it is not just do the sounds work, but their vocals. Like, how do you sit there and produce this song and think, like, these
this
girls
obviously
who have the most angelic voices are going to go with this track? Like, I want to know the madness behind this.
That's why I feel like being a producer, for you to have the talent to be a producer, I don't think y'all understand how much
it
takes. I don't think y'all get how amazing you are to come up with stuff like this. Like, that's, I don't know, man. That is, it blows my mind. Every time I have a track that I really like, or what we're talking about right now, that's insane. Anyone else that would do that, I can't even do that. Talent, just full of talent. Y'all are so talented. Like, so much talent and time and effort and just magical. That's what I'm trying to say.
It is. It's
now
impressive.
I just want to blast our top threes. They're just so good.
That's why I always get into a mood where I'm really like, I want to listen to Peekaboo and I want to put it on repeat and never take it off. Like, that is
Red
that
Velvet is definitely a group
song.
Where I listen to one song and I'm like, well, now I gotta
listen to all of them,
the other hits that that I need to get out my system. Okay, are you ready for top album?
Top album? I am. Are you?
I forgot the name of the album. I'm scared to say it because I'm scared to get the title of the album wrong. Okay. Am I shocked?
I actually am making sure because they have a lot that it's
they
like
have a lot that kind of sound the same.
That's why I'm like, the art is the same. Wait, I wrote it down, but let me make sure that this is actually which one I was.
I think it's funny, the one I like is literally like barely any songs on here because it's a MIDI album, but it's there. It's definitely there. So mine is, oh wait, is it this one?
See, we're both having the same problem. I'll cut it. I'll cut part of.
No, I'm one. I don't know anymore. Now I'm confused. Now I just confused myself.
No. Okay. I have confirmed.
Yeah, are we sure?
No, we're not sure. They have so many.
No, this is it. Okay, my favorite album, I'm just going to say it, is their second mini album, The Velvet.
Oh, okay.
There's 8 songs on there, but the 8 songs, like half of those are remixes. I don't know. It was just a really vibey album that I always go back to.
That's fair. That's really early. Wow.
Mm-hmm. My favorite albums from them are incredibly early. I really like their earlier
stuff.
Like, yes, I'm obsessed with their earlier stuff. I'm not as obsessed with the recent. I mean, we can't even say it's recent. Like, album wise, 2022, and then before that was 2019.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge gap. And then 2018, and it just goes farther back. But I really enjoyed. Like the second album. It was that one, and I think it was the first one where I was like, I really like that first one. But all the old stuff, I'm like, absolutely.
Their old stuff does, yeah. That's why I like Ice Cream Cake. Like, I don't know what it is about it. Okay, so my favorite album is actually really funny because I just got done saying that I don't like the title track, but the album as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything else B-side wise, I really like all the rest of the songs. And it is Festival Day One. So it's got Zimzalabim on it. But the rest.
You like the ones where they're like day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Literally. That's why when we were like, wait, is it? I was like, hold up. I got to make sure too, because I've got the one that has in the title day 1, 2, 3, 4. Which day was it?
There were so many days.
There were. So I didn't like Zimzalabim, but the rest of the album went together really well. And I felt like it was the nice mix of what their concept is, Red and then Velvet. And so I think that's why I enjoyed the song, because it's got, or the album, because it's got a song for like every kind of mood that I'm in on it. And so it just feels like one of the more well-produced album.
I'm not laughing
minus
at you.
Minus the title track.
I'm laughing at me because if I didn't pick that one, it would literally be their very first mini album. Hits. Automatic, something kind of crazy.
Automatic was good.
Girl, in their bag.
Cupid was good too, though, actually. They're vocal. That
album,
that.
That first album was...
Should we change our answer?
I think I'm changing my answer. I feel like that first album was really good. I'm changing my answer.
I don't know if I'm changing, but it's tied now that I like...
No, I'm changing about it. Ice Cream Cake is that girl.
Ice Cream Cake is that girl. But I still really like all of the B-sides on day one of the festival.
And that's fine. Yeah.
Maybe it's tied. We'll just... I'm going to say it's a tie. I know we're not supposed to do this, but it's a tie. I don't care.
I would say with SM is that they do a really good job at having these multiple albums and then you just really liking a lot of them. Because us talking about this makes me think about SHINee.
Yes. Where?
Like, but they have the conceptions of you and me and everybody. Well, and that's like, what, which one do you like?
That's what Festival did. Is yeah. 3V Festival day one, day two, and then finale, I think is what it is. Yeah. And it's like all of it. But I didn't like day two as much as I liked day one. But I liked the title track on day two more than I liked the title track on day one. And so I was like, can I even pick the combined version?
But, no, you know, you can't. That's cheating.
I know. And that's why, whatever. That's why, whatever. I like Ice Cream Cake.
I mean,
and
I would say that's cheating because I would try to do that with SHINee. And that's not fair. That's literally not fair for me for us to do that. We've already had a conversation like that a long time ago.
Well, in our like first two episodes, both of this, we have had this conversation. But you know what?
I'm going to pick this one because it has everything.
But you know what?
What?
I like Ice Cream Cake and Festival Day One. And that's that.
Period.
That's my answer and I'm sticking to it. I don't care if it's cheating. I don't care.
They're both really good. How was your first album like that great?
Seriously.
I mean, wow.
It's...
I don't know, because BTS did that too. Their first album was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Actually, yeah. They did do that.
It's not about them.
It's not.
This episode.
Not this time. So, next question is favorite special song or album, which encompasses OSTs, solos, seasonals, all of the above. Do you have one?
I thought I did.
Mine's an immediate. I loved Irene and Seulgi's unit that they did.
Oh, that was it. That
was
it. With
Monster.
Oh, yours was Monster?
Mine was Monster. Was yours the other... What was the second song where they did the hand? They did the tutting with the hand, I think is what it was.
Oh, I don't know. Well...
Or did you have something else?
I was thinking about... Does Be Natural count?
Oh, because that featured Taeyong. But it was on their album. It was on Ice Cream Cake, wasn't it? So I don't think that would count.
Dang.
Well. Was it on... No, it wasn't. It was a single. That wouldn't count. It has to be like a special.
No. Nothing really comes to my mind immediately.
Nothing.
Well, no, because it's not on my playlist. It's not something where I'm like, oh, yeah, this song. So I'm going to have to look. Like, nothing. I'm not going to put it if it's like, I'm not thinking about it. Is it? Are we sure? I could have sworn they did something where I was like, here they go with this Christmas theme stuff.
I'm sure. Well, yeah, they have. That's why I'm like.
You can answer.
I did. Mine is Monster with Irene and Seulgi, their unit that came out in 2020, I believe it was.
I could have. It escaped me. I guess it just. No, I really was just thinking about Be Natural. I was just thinking about that video, the music video they did with it. But
okay, that's one of their songs, though, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's okay. So. They've done a lot of like OST stuff though for like games and stuff, but I don't know that they would be your style of music.
They usually aren't whenever groups do that.
Because it tends to be a little bit more upbeat from coming from them. And then like they have OSTs for some dramas, K-dramas, but those ones are like on the slower side. So
yeah, that's why I'm just like, no.
Okay.
Nothing is speaking to me.
Nothing
spoke to me.
That's okay. Well, mine is Irene and Seulgi's Monster. And
doesn't like everyone obsess over that one?
Yeah. Monster? Because they had like a lot of suggestive like female on female love and action going on.
Didn't they perform that and like people were losing their mind too?
Mm-hmm.
It was
really
good.
It was really good. That's also my style of music, though. I like the stuff that's kind of like,
yeah,
I don't know how to explain it. It's like it hints at something more, and it's also mentally like stimulating in the fact that like if I put this song on, I could write to it. That's the kind of song that it is. It just gives me like muse.
Writing muse.
So I like that song. Okay. Well, since Lacey didn't have it. That was short. Short discussion. And our last question is the last one. So feelings with the most recent comeback? Really? Wasn't your...
I mean, like, I was just like, it's right. That's how I don't know. Like, I just wasn't really... It was cool.
I won't say it's my favorite song. So their most recent comeback was Birthday. I won't say it's my most favorite song, but conceptually, it very much felt more like their earlier stuff where it was like weird. What the heck is going on? I don't understand any of this. And so it was fun to watch the music video solely for the fact that it was bright, but their styling wasn't as bright. And then it was like, what the heck is going on in this music video? I don't understand.
I think their videos are always interesting to watch. So I had nothing to complain about the video. I just didn't really care for it.
That's fair.
It felt safe to me musically.
It feels like Red Velvet to me.
Especially it's not when to it gets, say it doesn't feel like Red Velvet.
When it gets to the chorus, it's like,
And maybe it's just because I want something on the level as like Dum Dum.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because this is not the same energy as that. So I think that's just what I want from them. And it wasn't for me. They're like tiny parts I enjoyed, but it's not something, I haven't played it.
Well, that's fair. I have nothing else to say. I liked it. It's not my favorite song from them, but conceptually it just fits in with everything that they are known to do. And so that was satisfying because there were a couple songs like I liked and that have grown on me, but I remember when they initially released, I didn't like them as much. Mm-hmm. And so this one was kind of they released it and I was like, oh, I'm feeling this again. I'm feeling Red Velvet again, if that makes sense. I can't even tell you because I remember I hate how Spotify doesn't just let you view like all of the songs in order.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You have to look at it as the albums. Because it was... See, and then if you look it up on YouTube, it goes by popularity. I remember I didn't really like Feel My Rhythm initially.
I didn't like that.
Upon release. It's grown on me now, but I remember it was not like my favorite.
Didn't we both watch it?
I think we did.
I'd prefer... I'd pick Feel My Rhythm before Birthday.
Oh, really? I can see that, though. I don't know. There were just, like, a few songs in between comebacks where I was like, I'm not really feeling this like I used to. And so Birthday, when they came out with this song, I was like, this kind of is more along what I'm used to them releasing, especially music video-wise.
They need to release something high energy. I think that's what that's just what I've been waiting for from them.
From them.
Like, everything they've been putting out has been... They have energy, but it's just not...
It's more mellow.
Yeah.
It's definitely more mellow.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, y'all.
That was it. And that's, like, ending it on this note, I feel bad, because that's not to say that we don't love Red Velvet.
Oh, no.
We do. They are just a very versatile group in the sense that there's going to be something for everyone. Because they are really, I think, SM's experimental female group. Like, what they do with NCT, they do it with Red Velvet, but on a lower scale. And so there's always just going to be something for everyone. And
I have no doubt that they're going to put out high energy or something darker that I'm going to love, like,
at some point. Yeah,
yeah. I just feel like the comebacks they've been coming out recently have just been really chill.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's just not for me. For it's you. Not what I've been into.
But collectively as a group, we love them
as a group.
And like as people too, I can say that I really love these girls. That's a good group.
It like, is a really
they
really
did it.
Group.
They did right. SM did right with this.
They really did. Yeah. I don't feel like we're.
I hate them now. They're it's so lame. They're not doing what they usually do.
Like, no. It's just, it's hit or miss, y'all. Like, it happens.
It does. So yeah, let us know what your favorite album, songs, and anything else is. How did you feel that debut versus now?
Mm-hmm. What song just lets the hairs stand up on whatever? What do you say? How do you say it? Where your hairs... What is it? What is it called?
Standing on end?
Standing on end?
I don't... Hair standing on end?
When your hair...
I mean, it's goosebumps.
When you get... I guess, yeah. We could just do that. What song gives you the most goosebumps when you crank it up? Because it's peak... Mine is Peekaboo.
Peekaboo, yeah. Definitely.
Woo! I'm like, Peekaboo! I'm like, it's happening!
Thank you for listening, though. We don't know who we're talking about next, so we'll see you next time, whenever that may be.
Yeah.
Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and that's it. Bye.
See you next time.